USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats grilled Attorney General William Barr over how he was able to quickly capsulize hundreds of pages from the Mueller report into a four-page summary, suggesting he'd gotten a preview of the report. But William Barr told them everyone will get to see it soon.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's comfortable with what will be made public.
I think it really gets down to a question whether you trust Bill Barr or not, and I do.
On immigration, the president says that he won't bring back the policy of separating migrant children from their parents, although he says the program was a good deterrent. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Blizzard warnings are up for parts of the nation's midsections, including areas that saw deadly flooding last month. Meteorologist Mike Schichtel at the National Weather Service.
There's actually potential for 1 to 2 feet of snow for areas extending from the north central high plains out through, in particular, South Dakota and into the upper Midwest.
In addition to snow, regions from Idaho to Colorado could see flooding, avalanches, and fires flaring up with high winds. Full House star Lori Loughlin, her husband, and 14 other parents now face an additional charge of money laundering in the college admission scandal. All of the parents connected to this college admission scheme were originally charged with a criminal complaint and one federal charge. The government has been saying that if you don't plead or cooperate, you will face an additional charge. Actress Felicity Huffman will plead guilty to her role in the scheme in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The legalization of marijuana has changed the black market for the drug. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
With the legalization of recreational marijuana in more states, some people thought that the black markets for the drug would go away. But is that the case? Kevin Savitt is the president of Smart Approach to Marijuana, and he shares what happened in Colorado after pot became legal.
Well, drug dealers love legalization. Because they get to undercut the legal price. So the government, in all its wisdom, taxes marijuana, thinking that it can pay for schools, which, by the way, it's not paying for any of that because the tax revenue is pennies. And the drug dealers, they're not going to go to dental school when pot is legalized. They diversify and they lower their prices. They still make a hefty profit.
Forget $15 as a minimum wage. A big bank is now planning to up that to $20 an hour. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
That's what Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan says they'll be doing. When the new hike takes effect in about 2 years, it means the bank will be starting people at $41,000 a year. The minimum wage will rise to $17 an hour starting this May 1st. The moves are coming as Moynihan and other bank CEOs are scheduled to testify before the House Financial Services Committee on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.